السلام عليكم يا شيخ علي.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ علي.
حضرة أنت، أقول يا أبا عبد الرحمن، كيف
نعم
الحال؟
يا شيخ. الحمد لله يا شيخ علي.
لا نبدأ الدرس. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، I apologize coming late to class. Please pardon that lateness. In the last class, regarding our book Siyar Alam al-Nubala by Al-Imam al-Dhahabi rahimahullah, we chose to read about Fatima bint Rasulillah. So we are reading the Sirah of Fatima bint Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anha. In the last class, we read about, that is from page 130 from this print of Sir Alam al-Nubala by Muassasatul Risala. We picked to read from page 130 in the last class. And that was a very lengthy hadith when Fatima radiallahu anha visited the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam in the presence of his wife. The rest of the wives were there with Aisha radiallahu anha. Aisha said radiallahu anha, Lam yugadir minhunna wahida. No single one of them was absent. Faja'at Fatima tamshi ma tukhti'u mishyataha aw ma tukhti'u mishyatuha mishyata Rasulillah alayhi salatu wasalam. The manner that Fatima would walk is never different in any way mishyati Rasulillah, from the way the Prophet would walk alayhi salatu wasalam. We read that hadith in full. Today, bi'idhnillah, will be coming from page 131, which Al-Imam al-Dhahabi rahimahullah, in which he still mentions reports regarding Fatima radiallahu anha bintu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So on page 131, Al-Imam al-Dhahabi said, rahimahullah, takes that hadith from Muhammad ibn Amr ibn Alqamata ibn Waqas. Muhammad ibn Amr ibn Alqamata ibn Waqas reports that hadith from Abu Salama, the son of Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, and Aisha radiallahu anha. That hadith comes from Aisha radiallahu anha, annaha qalat li Fatima, that Aisha radiallahu anha said to Fatima radiallahu anha, Ara'ayti hina akbabti ala Rasulillahi صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فبكيت أرأيت حين أكببت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فبكيت ثم أكببت عليه فضحكت. عائشة رضي الله عنها asked فاطمة رضي الله عنها, أرأيت حين أكببت على رسول الله, what was it that you saw, what was it about, hina akbabti ala Rasulillah, when you went aside, when you got busy alone, hina akbabti, when you got busy alone, ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, fabakait, and then he wept. Thumma akbabti alayhi fadhuhikt. And thereupon, you went private again, you got busy, you were alone with him again, فضحكت, and then you smiled. قالت فاطمة رضي الله عنها answered and said, أخبرني أنه ميت من وجائعه. أخبرني أنه ميت من وجائعه فبكيت. أخبرني أنه ميت من وجائعه. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, أنه ميت من وجائعه, that he was going to pass away, من وجائعه, from that his illness. فبكيت, and so I wept. ثم أخبرني أنني أسرع أهله به لحوقا. ثم أخبرني, thereafter he informed me, he told me, أنني أسرع أهله به لحوقا, that I will certainly be أسرع أهله به لحوقا, I'll be the fastest from the people of his home to meet him. On the first occasion, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, he was going to pass away from that illness. فبكيت. On the second occasion, the Prophet informed her, أنها, that she was going to be أسرع أهله به لحوقا. She was going to be the fastest of the people of his home that will meet him after he dies. وقال, and then the Prophet also said to Fatima رضي الله عنها, أنت سيدة نساء أهل الجنة إلا مريم بنت عمران. أنت سيدة نساء أهل الجنة. You are the leader of the women of the people of Al-Jannah. You saw that this hadith kept on coming. The assurance the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to Fatima, أنها سيدة نساء أهل الجنة, that she would be the head of the women of the people of Al-Jannah. It came up repeatedly. So as if to say, if you took this alone, you would think that Fatima radiallahu anha was alone regarding that. So the Prophet added and said, alayhi salatu wasalam, illa Maryam bint Imran, except what you find with Maryam bint Imran, because she would also be from the heads of the women of the people of Al-Jannah, Maryam. We remember that the Prophet kept on telling us about four women, the first of them Khadija, and then Fatima, her daughter, and then Maryam, and then Asiya, radiallahu anhun. So Fatima, radiallahu anha, answered Aisha and said that, وَقَالَ أَنْتِ سَيِّدَةُ نِسَاءِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا مَرْيَمَ بِنْتَ إِمْرَانِ فَضُحِكْتُ. So when the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said that, I would be from the leaders of the women of the people of Al-Jannah, except what was known with Maryam, radiallahu anha, فضحكت. So I smiled. So two things. One made her weep, radiallahu anha. The other one made her to smile, radiallahu anha. Al-Imam al-Zahabi continued and said, Ibn Humayd, حدثنا سلمة حدثنا ابن إسحاق عن يحيى بن عباد عن أبيه عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت ما رأيت أحدا كان أصدق لهجة من فاطمة ما رأيت أحدا كان أصدق لهجة من فاطمة إلا أن يكون الذي ولدها ما رأيت أحدا كان أصدق لهجة من فاطمة إلا أن يكون الذي ولدها. Ibn Humayd, from whom Al-Imam al-Dhahabi cited the isnad, he is Muhammad ibn Humayd al-Razi. Ibn Humayd from whom Al-Imam al-Zahabi cited this isnad, he is Muhammad ibn Humayd al-Razi. He said, Haddathana Salama. Salama, who was from the students of Ibn Ishaq, was Salama ibn al-Fadl al-Ansari Abu Abdullah. Salama to ibn al-Fadl al-Ansari Abu Abdullah. He said, Haddathana ibn Ishaq and Yahya ibn Abbad. Ibn Ishaq was Muhammad ibn Ishaq ibn Yasar rahimahullah. He was reporting from Yahya ibn Abbad. Yahya ibn Abbad, he is Yahya ibn Abbad ibn Abdullah ibn Zubair. Abdullah ibn Zubair had a son called Abbad. So he was Abbad ibn Abdullah ibn Zubair. Abbad had a son called Yahya. This son Yahya reported from Abbad, his own father, who was a son of Abdullah ibn Zubair. So he said, An Abihi, meaning Abbad. An Aisha radiallahu anha qalat, Abbad ibn Abdullah ibn Zubair reported from Aisha radiallahu anha, who said, Ma ra'aytu ahadan kana asdaqa lahjatan min Fatimata illa an yakuna alladhi waladaha. Ma ra'aytu ahadan kana asdaqa lahjatan. I never saw any person, Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, she never met any person, asdaqa lahjatan, who was ever truthful and honest in their expressions. I never met any person clear, truthful in their expressions, mean Fatima than Fatima. Fatima was always clear in her expressions, radiallahu anha. Fatima ever said the truth, radiallahu anha. Fatima was ever honest, radiallahu anha. Illa an yakuna alladhi waladaha. Perhaps it would be the one who gave birth to her, meaning the person that I ever saw who was most truthful, most honest, most clear in his expression was Fatima, except that her father was much of that than her, and that was the Prophet Muhammad. So the Prophet was the most truthful, most honest, most clear in his expressions that from the people that Aisha ever met. And Aisha met a lot of human beings, radiallahu anha. But from all of them, the one who is most clear, most truthful in his expression was who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then she brought in Fatima. So she said, Ma ra'aytu ahadan kana asdaqa lahjatan min Fatima illa an yakuna alladhi waladaha. I never met anyone who was clear and honest in her expression than Fatima, except what you would find with her father, meaning that except that her father was much more of honesty and truthfulness. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That hadith was reported by Imam Hakim, and it has in its isnad a reporter, Muhammad ibn Ishaq. Muhammad ibn Ishaq was a mudallis, rahimahullah, even when he was from the eminent ones amongst the scholars of hadith. So this report with this single isnad has some sort of weakness in it. The next report, Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, Ja'far al-Ahmar. He was reporting it from Ja'far al-Ahmar and Abdullah ibn Atta' and ibn Buraydah and Abihi qal, Kana ahabba al-nisa'i ila Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Fatima. Kana ahabba al-nisa'i ila Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Fatima. ومن الرجال علي Ja'far al-Ahmar. He is Ja'far ibn Ziyad al-Ahmar. The scholars say about him that Yatashayya'u Ja'far ibn Ziyad al-Ahmar. Just like we can have a brother, he's so and so al-Asfar al-Ahmar this time. Perhaps he had red tinges on his skin. That was Ja'far ibn Ziyad. Ja'far ibn Ziyad, the scholars say, Yatashayya'u. He has some inclination towards giving prominence to Ali ibn Abi Talib over the rest of the companions like Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and Umar, who were clearly known to be more superior than Ali. Ali radiallahu anhu himself used to say that the best of us was Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and then Umar. But those who the scholars refer to and say yatashayya'un, they are those who like to give some sort of prominence to Ali radiallahu anhu over the likes of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhum ajma'in. So Ja'far al-Ahmar, he said, an Abdullah ibn Atta', Abdullah ibn Atta' was Abu Atta'i, Atta'ifi, rahimahullah, and ibn Buraida. Ibn Buraida was Sulaiman ibn Buraida. Sulaiman ibn Buraida was the son of a companion, Buraida ibn al-Husayb. Buraida ibn al-Husayb accepted Islam a very long time, even before the Battle of Badr. Radiallahu anhu. So Ibn Buraida Sulaiman is reporting from his father, Buraida ibn al-Husayb, Abu Sahl. Buraida ibn al-Husayb, Abu Sahlin, who said that Kana ahabba nisa'i ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Fatima. Buraida said, the most beloved of all women to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Fatima radiallahu anha. Buraida ibn al-Husayb, he said, wa min al-rijali Aliyun ibn Abi Talib. If you asked about the men, that would be Aliyun ibn Abi Talib. So how would we reconcile this with the well-known hadith of Amr ibn al-As, collected by Imam al-Bukhari, Muslim, and other scholars of hadith? If you look at this, it appears, and Allah knows best, that Buraida ibn al-Husayb was just saying what he understands. He was not speaking from the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. In the hadith of Amr ibn al-As, Amr ibn al-As was asking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, man ahabbu nasi ilayk? That was a clear-cut question from Amr ibn al-As. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha. And then Amr asked again, wa min al-rijal? He said, Abuha. So this was a clear statement from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But if you look at this hadith, that kana ahabba nisa'i ila rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam Fatima wa min al-rijali aliyun, it appears, and Allah knows best, that this was from the personal opinion of Buraida ibn al-Husayb, because of perhaps what he would see from the close dealings between Fatima radiallahu anha and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was always prominent. They always saw how the Prophet took Fatima radiallahu anha, while Aisha, of course, was his wife, and perhaps their relationship was always within the four walls of the house, unless when, of course, seldomly they go out of the home. But as for Fatima, she was his daughter. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam needed to show Fatima a lot of love, because Fatima was Batul. Fatima radiallahu anha was Batul. Why was she called Al-Batul? Because she was disconnected from close relatives. Her mother had died and her sisters all died radiallahu anhunna. Her brothers died, so she was alone. And because of that, the Prophet used to show Fatima a lot of love. So it is possible that a companion will see them together and say that Ahabbu nisa'i ila Rasulillahi Fatima. That will be in his own opinion, radiallahu anhu, Burayda ibn al-Husayb. But from the question that Amr ibn al-As asked the Prophet himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Man ahabbu nasi ilayk, who is the most beloved of the people to you? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered and said, Aisha. Amr asked again, min al-rijal. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abuha. Her father. That's a clear-cut statement from the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu salam. I hope that it is clear. This report is from the views of Burayda ibn al-Husayb, who was an elderly companion, radiallahu anhu, who was from amongst those who fought in the Battle of Badr, radiallahu anhu. He said, Kana ahabbu nisa'i, kana ahabba nisa'i ila rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fatima, wa min al-rijali aliyun. This is talking about what is clear to Burayda. What was reported from the Prophet was that the most beloved person to him was who? Aisha. From amongst the men, Abu Bakr, her father, radiallahu anhu. I hope that it is clear. Ibrahim ibn Sa'd, in the next paragraph, Al-Imam al-Zahabi mentions a report from Ibrahim ibn Sa'd and Abihi and Urwata and Aisha radiallahu anha haddathathu. Urwa ibn Zubayr, we have read his hadith repeatedly from the students of Aisha. He was one of the sons of who? Asma'u bint Abi Bakr al-Siddiq. So Urwa ibn Zubayr said that haddathathu. Aisha radiallahu anha haddathathu, that Aisha radiallahu anha narrated to her, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam da'a Fatimata fasarraha fabakat, that the Prophet beckoned, called on Fatima, fasarraha. He mentioned some secrets to her, fabakat, and then she wept, thumma sarraha. He also mentioned some things to her, talked to her privately, فَالْضَحِكَتْ, and then she smiled. فَقُلْتْ, Aisha said, then I asked, قُلْتُ لَهَا, so I mentioned that to her. Aisha said, I mentioned that to Fatima. فَقَالَتْ, Fatima said, أَخْبَرَنِي بِمَوْتِهِ فَبَكَيْتُ, the Prophet told me about his own death, فَبَكَيْتُ, and so I wept. ثم أخبرني أني أول من يتبعه من أهله. Then he told me that I'll be the first person to follow him from the people of his household. فضحكت. And then I smiled. This goes to show the deep sense of love and affection between the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his daughter Fatima. Because when he said to her, you will be the first person in my family to come to me, she was happy, radiallahu anha. That's also telling her about her death, that the time that you will die is near. Yet she was happy, because that means having to be, of course, for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after she passes away. This is also evidence that people who pass away, it is possible that they connect, it is possible that the souls of those who pass away connect, because the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, from my family, you will be the first person to join me. If they would not connect, he would not say, join me. And it does not show that it is restricted to her alone, because he said, other families to join me. You will only be the first. Allahu alam regarding this matter. In the last paragraph on page 131, Al-Imam al-Zahabi said, Rahimahullah, وَرَوَى كَهْمَسْ عَنِ ابْنِ بُرَيْدَةَ قَالَ كَمِدَتْ فَاطِمَةُ أَلَىٰ أَبِيهَا سَبْعِينَ مِنْ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ كَمِدَتْ فَاطِمَةُ أَلَىٰ أَبِيهَا سَبْعِينَ مِنْ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ كَهْمَسْ ابْنُ الْحَسَنِ أَبُو الْحَسَنِ التَّمِيمِ Kahmas, it was a strange name to me from the names of those who report ahadith. So I went back and searched, and I saw that about 3 or 4 persons had bore that name. Kahmas, Kaf, Ha, Mim, and Sin. Kahmas. It was a well-known name. About 3 or 4 persons bore that name from those who reported ahadith. Kahmas. So in his own case, he is Kahmas ibn al-Hasan, Abu al-Hasan al-Tamimi. He was reporting from Sulaiman ibn Buraida. Sulaiman ibn Buraida is the son of Buraida ibn al-Husayb, a companion. We just spoke about Buraida ibn al-Husayb. He partook in the Battle of Badr. He had a son who became from amongst the scholars of Hadith. His name was Sulaiman. So Kahmas ibn al-Hasan reported from Sulaiman ibn Buraida, who said that Kamidat Fatimatu ala abiha sab'ina min yawmin wa laylatin. Kamidat, that Fatima radiyallahu anha was full of pains. She was full of sorrow. She was full of huzn, sadness. She was sad over, Fatima was sad over the death of her father. Sab'ina min yawmin wa laylatin. For 70 of days and nights. So for 70 days, she was always feeling sad. And that was because of the connection between the two of them. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so connected to Fatima. And don't forget, what that means is that she does not have any direct relative left, because her mother had died, all her sisters have died, all her brothers have died, the only father who was remaining also died. So it was sufficient for it as a thing of sadness for her. For 70 days, this report says, Kamidat Fatimatu ala abiha سبعين من يوم وليلة فقالت لأسماء. So one day she said to أسماء, that was أسماء بنت أميس رضي الله عنها. She said, إني لا أستحي أن أخرج غدا على الرجال من خلاله جسمي. I am shy. I feel uncomfortable. And ukhraja gadan, that tomorrow I will be brought out of the home. She refers to when she will be carried out as a dead person. Radiyallahu anha. Ala ar-rijal, on the heads of men. Min khilalihi jismi, in upon a carriage. That inside it, my bodies will be there. I am shy, but I'll be carried upon a carrier on the heads of men, and then my body is exposed. Because, of course, when we shroud our dead persons, as we had read in a previous hadith, she did not want her body to be described by the shroud. If a person was shrouded, the head will be apparent, and some parts of the body too may be apparent. She did not like that. Qalat Asma'u bintu Umays radiallahu anha then said to her that awala nasna'u laki shay'an ra'aytuhu bil habasha. Do we not construct something that I saw, the like of which I saw in Habasha in Abyssinia? Should we not construct something, the like of which we saw when I was in Abyssinia? Sonat and Nasha, and then something looking like a carrier was constructed. In the previous hadith, we read it that Asma bint Umays got palm fronts. She removed the leaves, she got the trunks, she put them together, and it made something that when the dead person is placed inside, it will cover the, yes, you have shrouded the person, but there will be some sort of a covering, covering the person's features from direct vision of those who are looking at it. So when Asma'u bint Umays heard that from Fatima, she said, "Awala nasna'u laki shay'an ra'aytuhu bil habasha." Do we not do something for you, the like of which we saw when we were at Abyssinia? Don't forget that Bint Umays was married to Ja'far, the elder brother of Ali ibn Abi Talib. But at this time, when she was talking to Fatima, she was a wife of Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anha. She was the one who gave birth to Muhammad on the day when they were going for Hajj. I hope that we remember that story. She gave birth to Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr Siddiq when they were at Dhul Hulayfa on their road for Hajj together with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Asma'u bint Umays now made the nash, the carrier made of palm fronds, which will protect the body and the shape of any person who was dead and carried for burial. Faqalat Fatima radiallahu anha then said, Satarakillahu kama satartini, Satarakillahu kama satartini. May Allah cover you, may Allah preserve you, just as you have preserved me. Radiallahu, radiallahu anhum. In the paragraph that followed, Al-Imam al-Dhahabi cited a report from Hilal ibn Khobbab. Al-Imam al-Dhahabi cited a report from Hilal ibn Khobbab, that is Abu al-Ala al-Shami. Hilal ibn Khobbab, Abu al-Ala al-Shami, and Ikrima, and Ibn Abbas. He cited it from Ikrima al-Barbari, who was reporting it from his own teacher, Abdullah ibn Abbas, who said, Lama nazalat idha ja'a nasrullahi wal fath. When Suratul Nasr, idha ja'a nasrullahi wal fath, when it was revealed, da'a an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam Fatimata faqala laha. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited Fatima and said to her, innahu qad nu'iyat ilayhi nafsuhu. The Prophet said that certainly qad nu'iyat ilayhi nafsuhu. His departure from this dunya, his death, nu'iyat ilayhi, is being announced to him. The Prophet said his own death is being announced to him by the revelation of Suratul Nasr. When Suratul Nasr was revealed, it was as if the Prophet was being told that the time is up. That surah said, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. It's like saying, when the time is up, جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ, that help that I have promised you has come and it is now perfected. So when it has happened like that, فَصَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, so you should continue to make tasbih You should continue to say Alhamdulillah, wastaghfirhu, and you should be full of asking Allah's forgiveness, because Allah is the one who accepts the pardon of those who ask to be pardoned. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this surah regarding the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by way of saying to him that the time was up for his death. So the Prophet invited Fatima alayhi salatu salam and said to her that innahu qad nu'iyat ilayhi nafsuhu fabakat. The Prophet said, my death is being announced to me, fabakat, and so Fatima wept. Faqal, the Prophet said to her alayhi salatu salam, la tabki, do not weep, fa innaki awwalu ahli lahiqan bi, because you are going to be the first of the people in my home, lahiqan bi, who will come to meet me. Fa dhahikat, and then she began to smile. This hadith had been reported variously, that before the Prophet died alayhi salatu salam, he told Fatima that you will be from the first of my household who will come to me. There is a point of reference here, and that happened 6 months after the Prophet passed away sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fatima radiallahu anha also passed away after the Prophet passed away, 6 months after Fatima passed away. Just as he said also, she became awwalu ahlihi lahiqan bihi. Fatima was the first of the people from the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who passed away to meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after his death. This is from the nubuwat of the Prophet. Things that he said that happened. Things he said, this will happen like this, and it happened like that. Fatima died 6 months after, and then she happened to be from the first of his family to pass away, like the Prophet said so, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I think we should read the last hadith in this paragraph that Al-Imam al-Zahabi has cited from Ismail al-Qadi, who said, Haddathana Ishaq al-Farwi, who said, Haddathana Abdullah ibn Ja'far al-Zuhri, and Ja'far ibn Muhammadin, and Ubaidillah ibn Abi Rafi'in, and al-Miswar ibn Makhrama. So this hadith is the hadith of Miswar ibn Makhrama, an eminent companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Innama Fatimatu shujnatun minni. This kalima, shujna, some people may know it as shijna. Don't think if I read it as shujna, I have made a mistake. That kalima can occur as what? Shujna. Can also occur as what? Shijna. And what does it mean? It means a part of something. So innama Fatimatu shujnatu minni. Fatima is a part of me. Of course, she was a part of him. She emerged from him because he is her father. And the child emerges from the father to become a person of his own or her own, just like the individual also emerges from the mother to become his or her own self. So the children are always a part of their father and what? And their mother. The children are always a part of their father and their mother. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, innama fatimatu shujnatun minni yabusutuni ma yabusutuha, yani yasurruni ma yasurruha, yabusutuni, it makes me feel relaxed. Whatever makes her feel relaxed, it delights me. Yasurruni ma yasurruha, yabusutuni ma yabusutuha, when she's glad, what makes her glad makes me glad. What makes her sad makes me sad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa yaqbiduni ma yaqbiduha. What makes me become constricted in my mind, giving me anxiety? Whatever brings her anxiety will bring me anxiety. If that thing will bring anxiety to Fatima, radiallahu anha, just know that it will bring anxiety because I don't want to see her anxious and worried. So once she's anxious and worried, I'm going to become anxious and worried. Likewise, ma yabusutuha, ma yabusutuni, yabusutuni, ma yabusutuha. Whatever makes her become delighted and happy, yabusutuni, definitely. I will also become delighted and happy. This also goes to show a very, very strong connection between Fatima radiallahu anha and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It occurs to me that we should stop here, but on the next page 133, Al-Imam al-Zahabi speaks about the report we just read. He says it is gharib, Imam al-Zahabi rahimah. He says that narration is gharib. Yes, because we had read something like that in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Fatima tu bad'atun minni, faman aghdabaha aghdabani, man aghdabaha aghdabani. Whoever makes her become unhappy, sad, that person is making me sad. It has occurred like that in that expression. But in this expression, it comes with a different wording, but essentially of the same meaning, that yabusutuni ma yabusutuha. It actually means yasurruni ma yasurruha. And then he says, wa yaqbiduni ma yaqbiduha. But Al-Imam al-Zahabi says here that it is gharib. That's on page 133, the first line. He says, gharibun. This expression is strange. ورواه عبد العزيز الأويسي. عبد العزيز الأويسي reports it. فخالف الفروي. And by that he was contradicting الفروي, meaning إسحاق الفروي. This is talking about the isnad of this report. Then he says وروى الحاكم في مستدركه ومحمد بن زهير النسوي هذا عن أبي سهل بن زياد عن إسماعيل القاضي. In all of these, he's trying to make us understand that yes, it is trained like this, but it is still reported with another isnad with a similar expression from Ismail al-Qadi, who is also the reporter of this expression we have read. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إنما فاطمة سجنة مني. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said Fatima is a part of me. يبسطني ما يبسطها. Whatever brings delight, whatever makes her mind free and glad, يبسطني. That same thing makes me free and glad and delight. وَيَقْبِدُنِي مَا يَقْبِدُهَا. And it will make me feel uncomfortable, to make me feel straightened. مَا يَقْبِدُهَا. Whatever makes her feel straightened and anxious. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهُ will be continuing from the third paragraph on page 133 in the next class, inshallah. And as we have repeatedly mentioned in the last class, our hope is that when we finish these discourses about Fatima radiallahu anha, we like to look at a completely different book also by Al-Imam al-Zahabi, the book Kitab al-Kabair, the book where Al-Imam al-Zahabi has mentioned the major sins. The reason why we want to talk about the major sins is that the times we are in, because of widespread relationship with non-Muslims, offline and offline, many of the people can't even remember what are the things that Allah has prohibited. They think that once people like something, once the generality of the people support something, then that thing is halal necessarily. Many of the people don't have a knowledge of their own from the sources of Islam in the Quran and the Sunnah to understand that certain things are haram, not just haram, they are from the kaba'ir, the most serious and grievous of sins we call the major sins. We think that we should remind ourselves about al-kaba'ir. So bismillah, once we finish the seerah of Fatima radiallahu anha, we'll be reading from Kitab al-Kaba'ir by Imam al-Zahabi rahimahullah. We will pick it hadith by hadith inshallah. But I think it will suffice for a class to stop here today. We will continue from where we have stopped in the next class inshallah. Can we have a few questions before we call it a day today?
صلوات الله عليكم يا شيخنا.
آمين وإياكم أبا عبد الرحمن.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. يا لاري ودي وجود ناس يا شيخ.
آمين. آمين وإياكم.
This what kind of person who feels so much guilty for his past, for his past sin, to help him relieve of the tightness of his past, even after seeking repentance not to go back to that sin multiple times, but whenever he remembers what he had done in the past, it seems as though he wants to have a heart attack due to much regret and guilt. Please advise.
Amen wa iyyakum. I congratulate the person who asked the question, to continue to feel bad and guilt and a sense of regret over a sin is itself the major aspect of tawbah. It means that person's tawbah is real. The tawbah is genuine. And I beg Allah to accept the tawbah of this person and reward him or her with goodness in both worlds. When tawbah is real and genuine, the person feels a sense of hate, H-A-T-E, for that same sin that he had committed in the past. And it helps him never to go back. That's why the hadith is authentic that the Prophet said, alayhi salatu salam, that an-nadamatu tawbah. A major aspect of asking Allah for forgiveness and repenting unto him is what? An-nadama, regret, hating to have ever even done that thing in the past. May Allah forgive each and every one of us. So what I encourage you to do is do more good deeds, especially reading the Quran and giving sadaqah. These two things bring a lot of goodness to the mind. Reading Quran, making sadaqah, and making dua. Reading Quran, making a lot of sadaqah, and deliberately asking Allah's help in your dua. Like saying, Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman. Oh Allah, make us love iman. وَزَيِّنْهُ فِي قُلُوبِنَا. Beautify iman in our hearts. Make iman a thing of beauty that our hearts will desire. وَكَرِّهْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرِ. Make us hate disbelief. وَالْفُسُوقِ. Make us hate the acts of disobedience to you. وَالْفُسُوقِ. Likewise, various acts of disobedience, let us hate it. So we should make du'as like this. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman ziyinhu fi qulubina wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuq wal-isyan. Allahumma ij'alna min al-rashidin. We can also say that du'a in Sunan al-Nasa'i. Someone came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him about what he will do for him to feel glad in his mind. The Prophet encouraged him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to say, Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. If you say this, Allah will grant you calmness in your heart, inshallah. I ask Allah to forgive you and forgive the rest of us. Amen. Please, can we have the dua? Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha. O Allah, grant my soul its righteousness. Make my soul a righteous soul. O zakkiha, Allah, purify my soul. Anta khayru man zakkaha. You are the best of anyone who would want to purify my soul. You are the best. Anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. You are the friend of my soul. You are the protector of my soul. If you say this, we are guaranteed that Allah will help purify our soul and bring goodness to it. Ya rahmatullah. Naam abba. Amin, amin.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ya Shaykh. May Almighty Allah continue to preserve you and your family of one khayr.
Ameen, ameen.
Insha'Allah, what is the Islamic ruling on using substances for consumption that contains alcohol, which is sanitizer, perfume, fertilizer, and so on? JazakAllah khayr.
Ameen. Well, we have been prohibited from drinking alcohol. There is no different opinion about our religion prohibits alcohol consumption. Allah even warned us from coming near alcohol. So he calls it from the deeds of Shaitan. So keep away from alcohol. This is the instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect each and every one of us. However, the alcohol, firstly, we are prohibited from consuming. It's not the same alcohol you find in spirit, except for the coincidence of name. Otherwise, the alcohol you find in spirit, if it is consumed, it can kill an individual. It's a poison, clear cuts. It's a clear poison. The alcohol you find in spirit, if a person consumes spirit, he will die or fall sick or the like of that. So that's not the alcohol we are prohibited from drinking directly. So if you are not drinking spirit, you are not drinking it for two reasons. The first one, because it's a poison, first and foremost. And perhaps because it has a similar effect of drunkenness over a person who drinks it. So these are two things. For one of them, you are prohibited from drinking it because Allah has prohibited you from drinking it, and it makes you become drunk. The other one, you are not drinking it because it's clearly a poison. If you drink it, you can die. It can be destructive to the body. The other one too has destructive effects, but not like this one. I'm just trying to say that there is the prohibition to consume alcohol. But the second one, that the individual will consume that to be a poison to him, if it undergoes processing, such as in chemical reactions, a kind of an alcohol is mixed with carboxylic acid, as they say, it will give us esters, the same basic organic chemistry. The esters are sweet-smelling substances, smell well. Now, this sweet-smelling product of a reaction between the alcoholic group and the carboxylic group, this kind of a relationship is a chemical relationship. That ester, you can't refer to it as alcohol again. Process has changed it from alcohol to something else. Process has changed it. Process has changed it from alcohol to something else. And from the things that makes tathir, that brings purification to something, is process. Is a qaida fiqhiya usuliya. From the things that change something from being unlawful to lawful is process. Let me give us an example. You have the physics, human physics, or other kinds of physics. Human physics, take human physics. Over a little time, you see it begins to change from one thing to the other. At the end of it, it becomes manure. At the end of human physics, it usually becomes manure. So you won't refer to the manure as physics again. The process changes something from its original state to something else. So if this alcohol at the beginning becomes processed, and I'm not talking about the alcohol that is consumed, the alcohol that is a poison. If it becomes processed, it changes, it goes into a reaction with one thing or the other. It is no more alcohol. Its basic physical and chemical, the properties completely change from alcohol when it was alone to a new, completely different substance after the processing. So these things are different from alcohol. So if you have things like spirit, if you need to use sanitizers, you need to use fertilizers, all these things are lawful because you will not refer to them as alcohol after they have passed through the process of change chemically. And in fact, in 90% of the situation, or 95%, those processes are irreversible. They are irreversible procedures. So you can't refer to them again as alcohol. I hope that the matter is clear. You can use fertilizers without thinking that you are using an alcohol. You can use sanitizers. You can use all of these. I hope that it is clear. Allah.
Jazakumullah khairan ya shaykh.
Ameen, ameen, wa antum. Jazakumullah khairan.
Please, what is the distance one can live in front of someone praying to pass in front, like someone observing Salat at the back of Masjid without sutra?
Abu Rahman, can you please help read this question again?
It reads, please, what is the distance one can live in front of someone praying to pass in front, like someone praying
or something? Okay. The distance you need to leave is the distance where, when you pass by it, you cannot be said to have passed in front of the person praying. Some scholars have said the distance of a hand, you are praying, you stretch your hand. But the issue is beyond that, if you pass, it will still be as if you have passed in front of the person. So the distance is the distance that when you pass in front, when you pass by, it will be difficult to say you just passed in front of him. The distance will be a bit away, that it cannot be said you pass in front, because what is prohibited is passing in front of him. So if you give a distance that is as long as you can say you have not passed in front of him, maybe from 2-3 hands away, if the person praying stretches his hands twice or thrice, inshallah, it should be sufficient for that. Because what is prohibited is passing in front of a person praying. So give a distance that will be as far away as it can't be said that you have passed in front of him. I hope that it is clear. Allahu
a'lam.
Anyway, welcome, Abdul Rahman. Can we call it a day now?
Naam, ya Sheikh.
Jazakumullah khair. We'll meet in class tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.